Blackstone presents. Detroit City is the Place to Be, The Afterlife of an American Metropolis, by Mark Benelli. This book is read by Matt Godfrey. For Lydia and Evan, with much love. And Marco answered, "While at a sign from you, sire, the unique and final city raises its stainless walls, I am collecting the ashes of the other possible cities that vanish to make room for it. Cities that can never be rebuilt or remembered. When you know at last the residue of unhappiness for which no precious stone can compensate, you will be able to calculate the exact number of carats toward which that final diamond must strive. Otherwise, your calculations will be mistaken from the very start." Italo Calvino, Invisible Cities. Introduction. Back when I was a boy, growing up just outside of Detroit, my friends and I beheld any mention of the city in popular culture with a special thrill. We loved how Detroit was deemed terrifying enough to be chosen as the dystopian locale of RoboCop, the science fiction film set in a coyly undated near future, when Detroit had become so dangerous that the outsourcing of law enforcement to an armored, heavily weaponized cyborg would seem a prudent and necessary move. And when the producers of Beverly Hills Cop decided to make the hometown of Eddie Murphy's fish-out-of-water detective our own, because, after all, what could be more antipodal to Rodeo Drive than Woodward Avenue? What more alien presence to the Beverly Palms Hotel than a black dude from Detroit in a Mumford High t-shirt? We delighted in that, too. We certainly tested the speakers of our American-made Dodge hatchbacks whenever a Detroit song found itself played on one of the competing local rock stations. Who would be churlish enough to flag these songs as relics of an earlier era, or point out how the lyrics pivoted off the city's reputation for chaos, riotousness, destruction, to such a degree the very titles? Panic in Detroit, Bowie, 1973. Detroit Breakdown, Jay Giles Band, 1974. Motor City Madhouse, Nugent, 1975. Could be mistaken for headlines from July 1967. To this day, when the plangent opening piano chords of Journey's Don't Stop Believin' blare from a dive bar jukebox, who among us begrudges even this most overplayed of power ballads a respectful split-second cock of the head?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?